Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. And today, y'all, I'm so excited to have my husband feature with me today. Say hello to the people, babe.
Hello, good people. Hello.
All right, so today we have a really good topic. As you can see, the title of this episode is Don't Believe Everything You Hear, because you can be happy and enjoy each other's company during postpartum. Yes, there are challenges, but you can make it through it, okay? And before we even get started, I want you to take a moment and to subscribe so that you can get notifications when these episodes drop. All right, let's get into it. Introduce yourself. How long? Talk about us. How long we've been together? Let's see if you know.
Yes, so we've been together. We had been together for 5 years. Out of those 5 years, we have just surpassed our 3 year mark.
Yeah, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, 3 years of marriage mark, excuse me. So we've been together for some time. We have two beautiful boys. We have a 2-year-old, Hassani, and we have our 6-month-old, Hassad. And we're just doing life together, living life together, raising the family, creating that legacy.
Yes. So let's talk about this time around. Let's talk about the differences between our postpartum experience with our first son and our second son. So, what do you think has changed to make our dynamic even stronger this time around?
This time around, I would say that I give more credit to God for that, I would say. When we first had Hassani, we were, of course, you were still working, I was working. So we didn't have as much together, time together as we have like now with you being home with them. And, me working more from home, things like that. So,
But I'm about to get into it. What about the communication aspect? I know that us like spending time, that was one thing, but I also think our communication has shifted from when we first got married and when we had Sonny, when we were going through postpartum. Like sometimes I wouldn't communicate what I need, and so it was kind of hard for you to grasp, like, well, what does she need or what do I need so that you can help me? Versus this time around, I'm more vocal about it so that we are kind of have the same understanding. Does that make sense?
yeah, I would still put it along with like just us having more time together too. Like it still does come back to that because the fact that we are spending more time together as a family, it allows more room and more space for us to communicate and have those conversations. But even more than that, for us to li actually listen to each other. You know what I mean? Whereas before, like if I were too tired, I come in, I'm too tired. Well, I won't say I'm too tired, but it's easier to give energy if you have it, right? And so that includes listening and, understanding as well. Before when we first had Hassani, we didn't have as much energy as we have now, surprisingly. I mean, of course, still tired, that but it's different though. It's a different type of tired. And so I'll say having more space to communicate is been more beneficial. 'Cause like texts and calls, like us texting each other saying like those cute little messages, yeah, that's good. It's not, it doesn't hold the same amount of weight as like just us doing this, having this communication face to face.
What do you think helped us make that time? I know that our roles are shifted. Like we decided to prioritize our family from like working outside. Like, yes, we work outside our home, but we also prioritize ourselves as well as being home and using that time to be present. And I think that's one of the things that helped us as well, like learning, choosing to be present and having to shuffle some things around. So, what advice would you give someone right now who's in the thick of postpartum and they're having a tough time?
From like the husband's perspective, like
Yeah, husband perspective.
right. So I would say it's a mixture of things. So
All
just
right,
take
talk to him.
So for like myself, like accepting, like still looking at things that I really enjoy doing, like for example, exercising. Right? I don't exercise nearly as much or as long as I used to, but still being intentional with taking care of my physical health because that helps me level out as far as loving on you and our children, right? So I would say, doing something physical, helping the body, ultimately does help the mind. Journaling has been transformative.
So you tell people workout,
Yeah,
journal.
workout, journal, just like doing more of those like self-care aspects of it, not letting the day determine your day. If that makes sense, like because each day is different. Some days it's going to be easier, smoother. You're going to have more energy. There are going to be days, and you and I, we both know this. Going to be days where neither one of us has, and we just have that understanding. For the guys out there who are also dealing with postpartum, like being willing to take that break, being willing to actually just sit down. Something I've been starting to implement more in my own walk, not just being a husband and a father, but just being a man, is embracing more quiet times. Just allowing space for me to just sit, breathe, not really try to think, not really try to do, but just simply just sit and be,
So my mom is listening out here. If you want your partner to tune in to this episode, go ahead and share it with them so that they can hear it, because I know it's from a husband perspective and it gives us an understanding as well, a little insight into what the husband or the man is going through during postpartum aspect as well. And I also say, how do we handle our challenges? So from my perspective, I'm always like, okay, if we have a miscommunication or I'm so tired, too tired and accidentally snap or something, I know I always circle back around to hold myself accountable and apologize that, like, hey, like in this moment I was feeling overwhelmed or it was too much happening, so I end up snapping on you, but I apologize. How do you feel when that happens, with those challenges?
So for me, I've been with you, I've been paying attention to you long enough to know like when that's about to happen, or like when it's trending in that direction. So like should that like when that happens, I'm like, it doesn't really make me offended because I'm like, I get it. But I'm the same way. If I'm very, very tired and or very, very hungry, like I have a short fuse, Not saying that I just explode or go crazy, but I'm not as pleasant to be around at times, right? But as far as like those challenges, I just try because oftentimes it comes from just looking after the little one, and both kids. So I'll just take them to the other room, give you some space like to breathe, do what you need to do, but as far as how I interpret it and see, how I see that, it doesn't really make me feel away. Like it doesn't make me feel upset because I understand like it's not easy right now.
And I also think that helped with me personally is having that self-awareness to know when I'm about to get overstimulated or I'm tired or I just need a moment. So like me trying to check in on myself, and that's why I have this self-care guide to help other moms learn, like, how are you taking care of yourself? Are you making sure that you're okay through, like, how we talked about journaling? That's where you're going, where you tap in to your best self to figure, okay, am I tired? Am I hungry? Are my needs not being met? What ways can I show up for myself? And that's what helps me too, because I still do that. And I think that self-awareness is so key, especially at being married, because you don't want to feel like you're alone. You don't want to feel like, hey, like I'm doing this all on my own. Like you don't want to carry that load. So I think that's what helps us with that self-awareness. And I'm just appreciative of you being able to navigate this with me. It's not easy. And we're not trying to say you won't be overwhelmed. You're not going to have a moment where you snap sometimes or you're going to be sleep deprived. Like those things happen. But having that communication, being aware of what each other's needs are, being able to give each other a break, those are the things that's going to make you even stronger at the end. And sometimes you just got to laugh. Sometimes you just got to laugh and just really find that time. So I know, let's talk about our date night ideas.
Yeah, for sure.
So I know right now it may not be like we go out on the town every week or going places or traveling right now, but what we do is we're intentional about setting at least one day a week. Well, here's two ways that you can do this. One day a week, we find an activity to do together, being present without our phones, even if it's the kids sleeping for a little bit, or if we just find that time. Even watching Christmas movies right now, y'all know I love Christmas movies. So that is a good date night idea. What about you? You have any good date night ideas that we've been doing?
One that we had done was like our own like restaurant vibe, but like, we prepared food together from scratch using like our own ingredients and candle lit, had some wine,
Some music.
some music, something simple like that, but it was still like, it was for us, what I
Yeah.
mean? So
It's a vibe.
It was one of those cool little vibes.
Okay. And then our last tip that I would give, and I think you would too, is like having those meeting check-ins. Like we do our family meetings every week. And now it's just randomly sporadic because we're so used to it. Where we talk about our budget, we talk about what's going on for the upcoming week, we talk about meals, who's prepping what chores are getting done. We really lay all of it out so that we can be on the same page, because you don't want to get into a point where you're going through postpartum, you don't know what you're going to eat, you don't know what the money looking like, you don't even know what the chores need to be done. But just taking that time out to meet together, even if the baby's sitting in the lap or just y'all doing it with the toddler running around, like just having that time and having that communication is going to shed a lot of weight off of you. Because I know we hear a lot about the mental load of a mom, but you don't need that mental load if you can just sit down, talk with your partner about it. And then sometimes even my husband and we talk about outsourcing stuff because we're not going to do it all. We're not meant to do it all. Even though you're not always going to have that village, you create your village. And I know I just took over real quick because I got so passionate about it, but I'm gonna let you talk about it as well, talking about how does the family meetings help you?
Yeah, so it actually helps me a great deal. It's like one, like anything else, we get in those meetings to like for one thing, not one thing, but the main thing is just to get everybody on the same page. And so through that, when you have voice your concerns, I voice my concerns, you might see us trending in this direction. I might say, okay, well, how about we try this, or we just spitball different ideas off. And so it's a creative space as well. So that's one thing I would say is like have those meetings. It doesn't have to be so structured, in a sense of that, it's like, okay, like a checklist, but let it be like a fun creative space where, because remember, y'all are in a union together to create a legacy for your children, create a legacy really onto the world. For all my believers out there, we're kingdom citizens, so we're pushing the kingdom. So it has to be a space of, vulnerability, that place of, joy, and of course, focus.
Yeah, especially doing that, we look at our vision, our mission. Even y'all look at your 5-year plan. I know the new year's coming up, everybody focused on 2024, but even sit down with your partner, talk about that vision that you guys have together so that even when you're meeting, you're making sure it's aligning to where you guys are going, because you don't want to be divided, you want to be united. You want to make sure that you're having that communication, making sure that you're checking in. And I know for me, when we started doing our family meetings weekly, it took a lot of weight off my shoulders, because I'm like, well, he can't read my mind. And if I'm not expressing what I need help with, and I'm thinking, oh, I got to do it all by myself, then it's not going to move us forward. It's going to have me be resentful towards him. So us sitting down, hashing it out, even if you felt some type of way earlier that week and you weren't ready to express that at the moment, that's the time so that you can go into the new week fresh. So I say communication. Communication and what they
Communication.
that's going to take you a long way during postpartum. Like, that's really going to help you guys move forward. You're going to enjoy the process, you're going to grow together. You don't want to go through this journey where you're sitting at home alone, especially in the middle of the night, sleep deprived. If you need help, wake them up, okay? Wake them up, because you deserve to have support. You deserve to be able to create your village, and most of all, y'all deserve to have a great marriage. Don't let the challenges keep y'all from going together. All right. Any last words before we head out?
Any last words? Well, I just want to share my appreciation for y'all tuning in to my wife's podcast. She works extremely hard for y'all. I see it firsthand, all the work and effort she puts in behind the scenes to give y'all a quality product. Just keep tuning in, a lot more to come. I can honestly say she's getting better. Everything is just improving. So a lot of cool things coming for y'all.
Yes, thank you for that, babe. That means a lot. And I say until next time, and make sure you share this podcast with someone that needs it. And I will see y'all next time.